Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, the title of our sermon is An Attitude of Gratitude, based on the gospel reading just read, especially these verses. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So far our text. I encourage you, as we do every Sunday, to turn inside of your bulletin, find the colored half sheet. You'll find the sermon outline that you're asked to follow along as we consider our theme and attitude of gratitude. Well, it was Thanksgiving weekend, and a woman was busy preparing a wonderful meal for a number of her guests. She was inviting guests to come from her church and some from the neighborhood. She was going to prepare a sumptuous feast. But as she began to prepare, she began to be concerned she'd have enough food. And she thought to herself, why have I invited all these people here, especially that pastor who has such an amazing appetite? She muttered to herself these words as she was preparing, and her children overheard the things she was saying. But later, when all the guests arrived and they sat at the table, the woman turned to the pastor and said, "Pastor, would you say table grace of blessing?" And he turned to her little boy, 5-year-old Jimmy, and said, "No, Jimmy, on this Thanksgiving day, I'd like to ask you to say the blessing." Jimmy turned to his mother and said, "I don't know what to say. What should I say?" And mother said, "Jimmy, just say what you've always heard me say." So Jimmy folded his hands and bowed his head and he prayed, "Good Lord, why did I ever invite all these people here to eat? And especially that pastor who eats so much. Amen." Well, that wasn't exactly a prayer of thanks. In our sermon text for today, we see two different responses to the goodness of Jesus. One is a true word of thanks, an attitude of gratitude. And the other response was simply not. But the question for us in our sermon is this. Today, on Thanksgiving Sunday, how is my attitude of gratitude for all the Lord has done for me? Now, in our sermon text, we find some lessons in gratitude. First, from the Samaritans. Listen to verse 11. Luke writes, "Now it happened, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria." Lucas said, "It happened that Jesus passed through Samaria." Now, this was no chance trip through Samaria. "It happened" is Luke's way of telling us that Jesus chose not to take the direct route to Jerusalem. He went the long way around through Samaria. Why did he do so? Well, first, it's important to understand something about the region of Samaria. In 722 BC, the enemy nation Assyria came in and completely overtook the northern part of Israel. These people were taken into captivity, and many years later, they came back to the northern part of Israel. And by this time, as generations went on, they were half-breeds, half Israelites, half Assyrians. Their language was half. Their religion was half. Their facial and their racial ethnicity was half. Jewish people in Judah in the south didn't like Samaritans. Samaritans didn't get along with the Jews. How many times in Scripture have you heard the Jewish people, especially the Pharisees, rant and rave against those half-breed outcast Samaritans? But in this text today, Jesus purposely goes through the wrong side of the tracks. He purposely went through Samaria to show the wideness of God's mercy, to show God's love, especially for the outsiders who so often self-righteous people think God couldn't possibly love. Do you remember one of Jesus' most famous parables? It's called the parable of the good Samaritan. And in this parable, Jesus teaches self-righteous Pharisees that God's love changes hearts. And in this parable, it's the outcast Samaritan who's the hero of the story, and not the self-righteous, smug Jewish priests or Levites. We learn another lesson in gratitude from some lepers in our text. Listen to verses 12 and 13 again. As Jesus entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." 10 lepers. The text will later hint that 9 of these lepers were probably Jewish and 1 was an outcast Samaritan. But you see, the misery of leprosy knew no religious or political bonds. They all were joined together. And the text says, they stood afar off and yelled, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." This was because of the Jewish law of leprosy. If you were a leper at this time, and a person who did not have the disease met you on the road, you must quickly cross to the other side of the road and cry out, "Unclean, unclean, I'm unclean, don't come near." Didn't do a lot for your self-esteem, I'm sure. If you were an unclean leper, you were cut off from the rest of society. You could not live in the city or the village. You had to live in the hills or in caves or maybe even the garbage dump. And listen to verse 14. But when Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourself to the priests." And Luke adds, "And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed." Jewish law quickly and easily said, if you're a leper, you don't go to the priest to ask for his blessing until you've been completely healed. But in this text, Jesus said to the 10, "Go to the priest, trust me." And on the way, before they even got there, the text says, they were healed. Now we learn another lesson in gratitude from the Samaritan leper. Listen to the text, verses 15 and 16. And one of them, that is one of the 10, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God, fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. All 10 were healed. But the text clearly tells us that only one came back. Now we can imagine the Samaritan leper, the one, getting into debate with the others. "Look at brothers, we're healed. We've got to go back to Jesus and give thanks." But the other 9 said, "Oh no, we know the Jewish law. Jesus told us to report to the priest. We're going to the priest." Well, what would you do? In this case, the majority went on, and only one returned to give thanks. Is this another case of reality in our life today? Majority rules. The majority votes win. The majority votes determine truth. In our day, look around. So many of our laws, so many of our government policies and social practices are not based on what is true, but based upon what the majority of voters desire or those with the deepest pockets to contribute financially desire. Will we Christians today be swayed by the majority? Or will we stand up for and do what is right? This one Samaritan leper left the 9, the majority, and he came back to give Jesus thanks. You see, and if you're following your outline, we're on point number 2, ingratitude hurts. Ingratitude on our part hurts our Lord. Listen to verses 17 and 18. So Jesus said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Can you hear the hurt, the possible hurt in Jesus' words? Where are the 9? The 9 were God's chosen people, the Jews. The one, the outsider, came back and gave thanks. What about us today as the 9, the church? Too often, even in Thanksgiving time, Too often, our attitude is not one of gratitude. It's so easy to become used to. It's so easy to become hardened to the blessings that God so richly pours upon us. The blessings of victory over sin, death, and the devil because of Jesus. The blessings of a church home. The blessings of the preaching and teaching of God's word freely in a free land. The blessings of the freedom of living in Canada. The blessings of home and family and food. It's so easy. Even for us, God's people, even for we nine, to follow the majority and turn Thanksgiving Day, of all things, into an excuse for excesses in food and drink instead of an opportunity to pause and to thank God for His blessings and then to share them with others who aren't so fortunate. Now listen again to Jesus' words. Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Did you know that ingratitude not only hurts our Lord, ingratitude hurts us? Listen to Hebrews chapter 3. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. In the wilderness before entering into the promised land. See to it then that none of you have an unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, hardened by sin. Who were they that rebelled? Were they not those whom Moses led out of Egypt into freedom, whom God swore would never enter into His rest, and they were not able to enter because of their unbelief? What's so bad about ingratitude? Look at your outline, would you? Under point C. Ingratitude leads to a hardened heart. A hardened heart leads to unbelief. And unbelief leads, finally, to destruction. I challenge you this Thanksgiving weekend to take time during whenever you have your Thanksgiving feast. Take time. Maybe as you pray before the meal, and make your prayer different than the prayer I started off my sermon with. Make your prayer sound something like this. First, thanking God for all of His blessings. The very air that you breathe. The food that you have. The loved ones you treasure. The gift of life that you have. Thank God for His blessings. And then, secondly, seek God's forgiveness. For my own, for your own ingratitude this past year. And thirdly, and maybe even most importantly, ask God today to lay on your heart one person or one family or one organization with whom you could share your material blessings this day. We conclude our sermon with our third point. You see, an attitude of gratitude makes us whole. Listen to how the parable ends. The story ends. Verse 19. And Jesus said to the man, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Jesus said to this one healed leper, this one Samaritan, "Go, your faith has made you well." The Greek phrase, "made you well," can be translated, "made you well." Can be translated, "made you whole." Can be translated, "saves you." This man heard Jesus' words, put his trust in Jesus, and bowed at His feet with his thanks. His trust and thanks in Christ made him whole in body and in soul. 9 were healed physically, but 1 was made whole for all eternity. The same is true for us today. Hearing Jesus' word helps us to trust in Him. Trusting in Him leads us to more thanks in Him. Thanks in Him leads us to greater trust, to greater thanks, to greater wholeness. On this Thanksgiving Day, 2007, who in this entire world has more to be thankful for than you and me. I want to close by sharing an article taken from the Houston Chronicle, a newspaper in Houston, Texas. The article was entitled, "Thanks to an Anonymous Stranger." I'll read this to you. Memo to a Stranger. Mrs. Roy Alvarez didn't have a chance to say thank you. You well know the paralyzing terror that can grip a mother or a father when they see one of their own children dying. And Mrs. Alvarez saw her son, Roy Jr., 10 years old, being swept to his death by a vicious riptide at Rollover Pass near Gilcrest on Thursday. He had walked out into the surf and he couldn't swim. He was doomed. Then you sped into the surf, fully clothed. You held on to Roy when the riptide rolled you both under and into the jagged underwater rocks below. And you struggled out of the water to give him back to his hysterical mother and father who had frozen with terror. The last they saw of you, you were limping along the beach, trailing blood. Mrs. Alvarez was calmer on Friday. She called up us at the Houston Chronicle and told the story and said, "Please, put this in the paper. He was hurt. He saved our son's life, and we didn't even get his name. Will you please tell him how grateful we are? Will you please thank him for us? Thank him for giving us back our son. Thank him for saving our precious boy. Thank him for giving us the gift of life." These people didn't even know the name of their Savior. But we know the name of our Savior. He is Jesus Christ, the Lord. Jesus came into the chaos of sin of our earth. On the cross, Jesus suffered there for your sins and for mine. Jesus on the cross paid for your sins, faced your death, defeated your devil. Jesus rose from the grave and gave to you and all who put their faith in him life and life everlasting. Jesus the Lord loves you. Yes, he even loves you. And Jesus gives you every blessing under heaven. Look at the altar today. Not just the food there, but the blessing of his very body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus gives you every blessing you enjoy and stands with you in this life no matter what challenges you face. And what is our only response? Our only response to this precious Savior and all that he has given to us is the same response of the healed Samaritan leper, an attitude and a life of gratitude. Blessed Thanksgiving 2007 to you, in the name of Jesus. Amen.